Toxic relationships come in many forms. Frequently, it's parent-child or spouse-spouse. Sometimes, it's employer-employee. But when it's two best friends who work together and live together, that can be the most fraught relationship of all. And it's that kind of relationship that's explored in the often screamingly funny An Entomologist's Love Story, a world premiere play at San Francisco Playhouse through June 23rd. Playwright Melissa Ross had received a grant from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to write a play about the lives of scientists and ensconced herself as an intern with entomologists, those folks who study insects, at the Museum of Natural History in New York, and this is the result. Set in the museum and nearby in Central Park, the play is framed by a pair of lectures concerning the mating rituals of various bugs. And, of course, it's up to the audience to determine how those comments serve as subtext for the action of the play. Bill English, Artistic Director of San Francisco Playhouse.
Two young entomologists who work for the Natural History Museum in New York City, so they're very successful. They're probably in their early to mid-30s. And they were in a relationship that was romantic and aren't anymore, but still live together. And they're kind of symbiotically attached in a way which is not so healthy for either of them. And so the play is kind of about how they undo that process so that they each can go on with finding romantic partners that are better for them.
An Entomologist's Love Story is a gem, and the relationship within it is utterly recognizable to anyone who either has been or knows someone who has been in this kind of dependent relationship.
It's interesting that their job is to study the mating habits of insects, and our job is to study the mating habits of humans.
What furthers the story are the performances and chemistry of the two leads, Laurie Prince's Betty and Lucas Verbrugge as Jeff, two characters who struggle in a situation where they can't be together and also can't be apart. Credit also goes to Jessica Lynn Carroll and Will Springhorn Jr. as potential mates for the two entomologists, as well as to director Giovanna Sardelli and scenic designer Nina Ball. World premieres, of which there have been several in the Bay Area in recent years, are dicey propositions. Even with workshops, it's never clear what works and what doesn't until the audience first shows its face. And it's rare to find a play like this one, which seems to have come together, fully formed, its first time out in the world. With world premieres, one usually expects a caterpillar and sometimes a moth. An Entomologist's Love Story, though, is a butterfly. An Entomologist's Love Story by Melissa Ross plays at San Francisco Playhouse through June 23rd. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.